The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, then scripture cannot be set aside. Can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man is true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what our Lord Jesus Christ said 2,000 years ago that certain Jews took as blasphemy, he wanted to become normative for every single Christian. That every person baptized into him, sharing in his grace, could say, "The Father is in me, and I am in the Father." My brothers and sisters, is that a conscious reality for you? Do you think of that? God the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and we will come and make our dwelling in him." If we love Jesus Christ and are baptized into him and in a state of grace, we can say, "God the Father dwells in me." And this is where someone like St. Paul could say, "Pray always." The only way it's possible to pray always is if we live in this reality. Gosh, if God is with me always, I can speak to him at every moment all throughout the day. Just little conversations, I can offer everything to him. But it's also so beautiful because it's the most transformative knowledge. Right? So many, we try to make our identity. Right? I want to be the best teacher. I want to be a great preacher. I want to be a good doctor or a good mother or father. Right? And I want people to know that about me and to think well of me. And God wants to say the only identity you truly need to know is your deepest identity. That you are my son. That you're my daughter. And I love you just for that. Not for anything that you do. I love you for you because you are mine and I have chosen you for myself. And as we are more and more transformed with this truth, we stop trying to become good on our own or to make ourselves holy, because we realize, oh my gosh, if God lives in me, I share in his goodness. I am holy because he is holy. I don't have to do it on my own. I was reading a mystic recently, and it was so beautiful. She said to the Holy Spirit, she says, "Holy Spirit, will you speak to the Father for me?" And our Lord Jesus Christ responded to her, and he said, "He is in you speaking to the Father now." That you couldn't even make that prayer except by the grace of the Holy Spirit. He's the one making that prayer through you. When you speak to the Father, that's the Holy Spirit speaking. You could not do that except by his grace inspiring you. Every time you call upon the Father, that's the Holy Spirit at work within you. My brothers and sisters, if we're in a state of grace, God lives in us. And he wants us to know this truth. And if we don't live with the understanding that we are one with the Holy Trinity, we ought to ask for that grace, because it's a knowledge that Jesus Christ wants to give us.